The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and we're off here on ESPN 97.5. What a weekend, man.
On the bench.
What a weekend. I guess we didn't realize what we missed last year with the tournament not being played.
It was so much fun. There's a lot to talk about here with the, I think, the mid-major. This is not even like a big deal anymore.
No.
13 beats a four. I just expect it. Those are all veteran teams. They all play better a lot of times. Abilene Christian looked like the better team than Texas.
That defense
not
that
as
they
talented.
Play is,
they're all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
They got beat. Texas got beat by 5'7" and 5'9". They got beat by one player who was 150 pounds.
Yeah.
And the other one was 165.
Well,
yesterday Illinois was beaten
are.
By a plumber.
Yeah, Amos and the little fellas are really are coming up, and then the big fellas, Krutwig and I mean
Krutwig the plumber.
Yeah,
Illinois got beat by a plumber.
Everybody's calling him Farva. Have you seen this Super Troopers show?
No, I know who because of the mustache.
Yeah.
I have never seen it, and yet I know exactly who you're talking.
No,
about.
Apparently he's Farva, and what a story they are, but. But apparently, I just read a story. I didn't realize this. KenPom has Loyola Chicago as the ninth-ranked team in the country. Had them coming in as the ninth-ranked team in the country.
Well, you can see that. They were better than Illinois. They were,
yeah, so they were grossly misseeded.
Oh, my God. So grossly misseeded. That looks like a two-seed. I mean, Illinois couldn't even get a shot off.
No.
Illinois couldn't. They beat the brakes off of Illinois. Illinois could not get a shot off. They couldn't defend. Their coaching was terrible. They never made an adjustment. They never reached. They never stretched out and put any pressure on the high post on Krutwig. I mean, it was unbelievable watching them annihilate Illinois.
It was.
They looked like a for real team. You know,
wasn't even close.
Sister Jean on a mobile is going to be on the show.
She's going to call. Yeah. Well, she gave a scouting report. Did you see her scouting report? Mm-hmm. She knows her ball now.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Jean laid down. As we play the Fighting Illini, we ask for special help to overcome this team and get a great win. We hope to score early, make our opponents nervous. We have a great opportunity to convert rebounds as this team makes about 50% of layups and 30% of its three-pointers. Our defense can take care of that. That was her pregame prayer.
30% is not great, Sister Jean.
No, it was Illini that did that.
Oh.
So we can beat them.
Yeah.
So our defense can take care of that.
She was right.
She was dead on.
Because the Illini
I don't want to say that.
Super panicky. Yeah,
She's 100.
God, she was that spry when she was 98. Remember when
she's 101, I think. Yeah. We got to look up her scouting report, Sister Jean.
That could be a weird call then.
Listen, this was a lot. Man, and it's not, I don't know about you. How were you? You got so much work to do with the draft and everything else. How tuned in were you to all the games and everything else?
Oh, not this year at all.
Yeah, right.
I had a hard time getting my work done because I'm streaming the games and I'm literally streaming the games and watching it from my computer up here on the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, I'm like, I'm trying to get work done, but I'm watching, I'm watching the games and, it was a lot of fun. I had fun with the tournament. One guy reached out to Dell and said, "Ha ha, Dell, suck it." Wonder if Lance and John would give you a hard time. I think he thought you're a Florida fan, maybe, about Oral Roberts.
You are a Florida fan.
I'm not. I was like, what's he talking about? Miami was trash. I mean, they're not in the tournament.
You're a big Florida guy.
That's a lie. I'm not. I mean, I enjoyed Florida getting out. I'm not going to make the joke. I enjoyed Florida getting beat by Oral Roberts. And, there's a story I did not put on the rundown about, man, the internet went wild over Oral Roberts beating Florida. It's all the clean jokes that people made.
Yeah.
Clearly, that person is a part on Twitter that I'm not a part of, because on Twitter I'm a part of, it was all dirty jokes about Oral Roberts beating
Florida.
Even
Darren Revelle got in on this.
Well, Darren Revelle did a lot of things. He said Chaka should get fired. So he was on one.
Is he wrong?
Oh, Darren Revelle's a Longhorn? Because that's all I heard from Longhorns, too. Like, wow, this is now 7 straight years we haven't won a single game in the tournament.
Texas is
But did you? I mean, honestly, they did the Ellinger thing afterwards.
I didn't see that. What was that?
We're back.
Oh, who did that?
I think it was on some TV somewhere. Oh. Somebody did the "We're back" and everybody at the New Orleans. When they beat Georgia.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
No.
And so, yeah, they're not back. Chaka can't survive. He can't survive.
Oh, he will.
No.
He was a 2-seed.
When was the last time? He was a 3-seed.
Ask yourself this. What, like, basketball is clearly treated differently than in all the years Texas has been there. They treat basketball differently than football. Shaka's been, frankly, woefully underperformed as a head coach at Texas. He's had some pretty good talent, really hasn't done anything with them. This is an embarrassing loss. Abilene Christian in your own state, beaten by guys who could never make it on your own team.
Yeah, it was. That's a bad thing for Texas. But I mean, we were watching the games yesterday. The guy Reagan was over at Damarest. We watched some of the games at Damarest yesterday, and he was like, I don't care if we were next door, if they were in Austin, there is absolutely no world where Abilene Christian should be beating Texas. Not with the athletes that they have and everything else. And he's quite right. And actually, it's on Shaka. I mean, and here's the deal, too. West Virginia, what are you doing? When they put the full court press on Syracuse, it was like, holy, Syracuse can't get the ball over the timeline.
Neither could Oregon State.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so what are you doing?
Neither could Houston.
Why is Texas not using their athleticism to force Abilene Christian into turnovers and you just let them play the game at their pace? What are you doing? That's on Shaka. That is squarely on Shaka. And Baylor didn't do that. Baylor was like, you know what we're going to do? We are pressing you, and we are going to make you. And guess what happened? We're out athletic.
You saw how Abilene Christian leads the nation in turnovers created.
Texas should have created some on them. And they didn't.
It is amazing how many of these teams are having a hard time handling the ball. Let's get to the headliner, and that is University of Houston. The Houston Cougars, it is crazy. The first half of the game, they were playing fairly well, and then Michael Young's son got on a run, and Rutgers took over, and Rutgers led the rest of the way until the final seconds of the game, where Houston was down by 2. And got a tip in with an and-one that was converted by Mack, the freshman. He converted the free throw. Mark. He converted the free throw, gave Houston a lead, and then you had Rutgers got a look from 3. It wasn't a great look, but they got a look from 3, missed, and Houston won. Now, that's just the broad view. We got a lot more to talk about with this one.
I was surprised that they let him get that look, if you want to know the truth.
I thought they were going to foul.
I did, too.
I would have fouled, personally.
I would, too. Almost
no coach likes doing it.
I know. They don't want to.
They hate doing it.
Just let him shoot it up. And it was the right thing to do because he missed it. But, man, I didn't think they were. When they're down 10, it was like, my goodness. They couldn't hit the broadside.
It's 50-40, and they
were shooting terribly. Their shot selection, everything was bad for – man, it seemed like, though, and then all of a sudden they came to life, and it was like they go on a 14-2 run. It was like, oh my goodness, where has this been? Rutgers is a pretty good basketball team, and it was in the Big Ten is catching it right now.
They should
be catching it right now. But some teams look pretty good, and other teams, I mean Illinois and everything else. But
you have one and two seeds are already out.
I mean, unbelievable. But University of Houston is going to have to shoot better.
They'll get crushed.
They're going to get
killed.
Like
yesterday, that team is an average. That team is very, very average that they played Rutgers. Houston, that was a nightmare game, and they still won. I mean, you're right. They got so many turnovers. They played with no poise at times and a nervous brand of basketball when they were handling the ball. They took some bad shots. They simply didn't shoot the ball well. And you can't play like that and think you're going to beat really any other team in the tournament moving forward.
37%. Now they out rebounded them 39-29.
Well, team rebounding was fantastic.
Their turnovers they had, it was 13-12. It was, I mean, but their shooting, goodness gracious, 37%, 22 of 59.
What did Rutgers shoot?
44%. It was the two complimentary guards. You have Grimes and Giroux, who, you know, they're your lead guards, but Sasser and Mark combined 4 for 19.
Yeah, well, Sasser was.
You know, Mark hit that shot against Memphis. And, I mean, he's taken on a lot bigger role. Giroux with the hip injury is a real problem. He's got to be healthy. But he was moving around pretty well, but you could tell what kind of pain he was in.
Man, he was in tremendous pain.
He was in a lot of pain.
He was in tremendous pain, and that thing is going to get really tight on him.
Before the game, they were saying he's skinny, so it makes it even worse.
Yeah. Because
he's got no meat on there.
Well, you know, the good thing is that he's got a week now. I mean, less than a week. But he's got some time to rest and prepare. But it's going to be a factor. There's no way it just goes away. It's going to be a factor for him. Brendan Haywood, has he ever loved a person as much as he loved Giroux in that game? He must have talked about him 100,000 times this is one of the most gritty performances in the history of sports. This is Willis Reed type stuff right here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and not only that, but...
I mean, it was good.
But I agreed with him that Rutgers shut it down too early, their offense, that they were playing, they were just stalling.
Yeah, signed under 31 and a half.
Not everything needs to be associated with your gambling things.
I saw... No, I'm just saying.
No,
in a general you're sense, not just
you're
saying.
You're not just saying.
So in a general sense, you got to slow it down.
When you
got a lead.
No, listen. He said it every time. It was like, okay, we get it for the 9,000th time. Man, I hope Nance gets Syracuse. I'm going to tell you what. Boeheim, holy crap. Buddy Buckets can fill it up.
I'm not giving him that name.
Buddy Buckets.
I'm not playing.
That's his new name. Del.
Sorry, I'm white guy gets a cool nickname.
Well, I don't care that he's white.
Dougie Buckets. Why can't Buddy have Buckets?
I don't care that he's white.
He turns and shoots from 40.
Yeah.
So, it's ridiculous. Have you heard him talk?
No.
No, he sounds like a mush mouth.
Really?
Yeah, I heard him. Okay, but you got to hear him.
He's a college
kid. He's not a good person.
I don't care if he's a college kid. I'm talking about how he talks.
You're not a good person at all.
That's not how he talks.
You know, God, he's not Chinese or something. You're doing an imitation.
Well, you would do the imitation then if he was Chinese.
No, I wouldn't do. I would not do that because that's racist.
Okay, just like you named a sandwich after Yao Ming when it's a Vietnamese sandwich.
Sounds like it is.
No, see, you're not part of the community.
I am.
No, because the community
would expel you immediately.
Text like, tell John never to eat any of our sandwiches or talk about our sandwiches ever again.
You know, every time John speaks, there's always the hashtag stop Asian hate because you're one of the reasons.
It's not. Community, part of the community.
You're not part of the community.
That's 703-780-3776. Listen, you don't think I'd do that. You know why I wouldn't do that? Because I'm going to get a call from HR. That's why I'm not going to do it. And here's the thing about getting a call from HR. It stinks if you get a call. But here's the deal. Is if you're a company, you need somebody that's going to take care of it, and they're going to take care of it the right way, as opposed to the way you might do it. You do not want to mess with HR because places have lost or been fined or lost the civil suits. You don't want to do that. You want to deal with HR&P. Let HR&P take care of any business that. If you're not completely satisfied with your HR company right now, well, then you got to go with ours. Ours, I'm telling you, is the best. And here's the deal. They do payroll and they do HR. The other companies will tell you, oh, look at our payroll. It's so much less than theirs. But then they're going to stick you with the insurance. You got to use their insurance. You got to use their 401k plan. You got to use their benefits packages. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my goodness, this is costing us a fortune. That's not the way HR&P does it. HR&P just does payroll and HR. And then they let you choose all that other stuff so that you're saving money. It all happens at HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Loaded Raider Rule, you're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 716 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. so much to talk about. Anything that you guys want to talk about, you're more than welcome after this weekend. It's fun. I mean, that was probably, you know, obviously NFL playoffs and whatnot, but that weekend of you just every single minute there's a game on that you can go watch. It's so much. That's so much fun.
It really was. Even more so than the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten to a point where, like you said, you're not surprised by any upsets anymore.
No.
You like it. It's fun, you know, unless you've got the other side. And obviously, everybody's bracket is busted. Everybody's. There's no way that anybody's got a... And it could have seen all of this company.
I mean, Loyola, I still can't get over how badly Loyola outplayed and outcoached Illinois. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
It was so unbelievable. Houston to win the way that they did, because Kelvin Sampson's guys, but they just are warriors. They do not stop playing. But that's really all of college basketball. You know what's really fun about it? There's still a purity about college basketball. Yeah. Wasn't it weird to see two bigs going at it in that Loyola game? Like, it was blowing my mind to see somebody actually feed. And it wasn't just that Abilene Christian had that big stiff that they were feeding the post. Oregon State had a post.
Oh, my God,
they're feeding.
Silva?
Oklahoma State has a post they would feed. Like, guys posting up and getting post passes?
Yeah.
Josh Lucas is terrible, but... I couldn't. It's just weird to watch college basketball and see guys post up.
Well, Luka, Garza, and I mean, yeah.
From my we'll
Michigan's
see
big ass dude. That dude, he will you watch him
they
tonight?
They still have big men in college. It's weird.
It is weird. But like, but you know what? And watching Luka Garza, they're not. I don't know that any of them, maybe Coburn, will translate to the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, he could,
but he can't defend. Yeah. Like high screen and rolls, they won't step out on them. They wouldn't switch any of the move. I was like, when are you going to switch? You're getting killed. You're not switching. And I said something on Twitter and somebody said, Kofi can't switch anything. He gets annihilated when they do that stuff. Well, at least step up on the big guy with this wispy mustache and quit letting him sit there and make easy
passes.
At the
high post, it was just, he had free reign. It was just how you're not pressuring these teams, that especially with Krutwig, when he's got the ball, you just force him to get rid of it.
He's a good passer. Why would you let him sit there with no pressure at all?
I have no idea.
It was very. I thought that was a.
I don't know how a Kuch going to handle all this size now going forward.
That felt like a little bit of an issue. I do think that they're a good team rebounding team, but defensively, I'm a little worried. I mean, they have to play such swarming team defense. The main thing is they just got to shoot the ball well.
Right. Who do you put now on Boeheim? I mean, you got to step out on that dude from 25. I mean, honestly.
Man, his range. His range is ridiculous.
I thought first half, well, he's come back to earth. And then second half, holy crap. He could not.
Del, can you get us a Jim Buddy Buckets?
Yeah, he's Buddy Buckets.
Soundbite so we can play.
Yeah, that's his name, Buddy Buckets. Don't be saying that. Stop. Yeah. That's it. So we're going to get an update from Julia on the women's tournament and what happened.
Why?
Because we got to get an update.
Are you sure she watched it?
Yeah, she watched the whole tournament.
She didn't. You're asking the wrong intern. You need to go ask a former intern if you want actual updates.
All our interns, that's all they care about. Okay? The women's softball tournament and the women's basketball.
He's off to a bad start this segment.
All right. I do feel the same. I mean, there's one intern we know cares about women's sports a great deal, and she's no longer an intern here.
Did you see they fixed up?
Where'd she go?
Did you see they hooked up?
Why would she leave?
She's got a real job. Well, she got a job.
Don't worry.
We're not going to get an update.
Don't worry. You're going to catch it. If she hits it big, I'll never forget that one of my first spots, the sexism I had to deal with.
What sexism?
You are going to catch
I'm an ally. She knows I'm an ally. She said it.
He would make fun of women's sports.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I am. Yes, I am, Mary. Yes.
Then why, when she wrote a cover letter that I had, I'm apparently now the go-to reference because she won't talk to you. She doesn't respect you, apparently. She comes to me and go, hey, Del, could you be my reference here? And one of her letters is like, I worked at ESPN 975, so I'm fully aware of the lack of women's sports. And she went into this whole thing about the lack of attention paid to women's sports following a statement about working here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You better,
you guys work here too?
Okay. You better pray.
She didn't attack us.
I brought up
Mary, how's your mom?
No, you did.
You better pray that Mary Carrillo one day doesn't interview her because it's not going to go well for you.
Listen, Am I the one that brought up women's sports
not
here?
Seriously,
tell me about
no.
What
you,
no.
Tell Julia, me about what you had to go through.
We're going to get a report later in the show about what happened.
But you're not being serious. In your early stages of your career, tell me about what you had to go through. Oh, it was really, there was one particular stop.
Yes, one, but yeah, with you guys, one not, of the hosts, not wanting to talk about women's sports.
One of the hosts took me to the Texans practice, introduced me to Amy Pausick, who got helped get me an opening into the business. And the other one would ask how my mom was and would make fun of women's sports.
Never made fun of women's sports. That's all I want is the information. Okay. And Julia's going to supply it today. I'm the only one that cares. Then that's just how this goes.
Why Julia?
Because the intern, I wanted Julia to get her start.
And yeah. Right, why did you you saw a female face and decided, hey, let's ask her
ding
about stuff?
Okay. All right.
Why don't you know about it?
Julia, then I want an update, okay, on hockey. Okay, you know that.
Women's hockey?
No.
She's a hockey.
No, NHL. She's a hockey girl. Yeah. Okay.
Woman, but okay.
She's a hockey woman.
Well, she can talk about the Blackhawks.
Yeah, she can talk about the Blackhawks. That's right. Well, she's wearing her Loyola Chicago colors today. All right? I don't know why.
Look at her.
Wait a
like,
minute.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, she doesn't know what you're talking about.
She's like, just kind of.
I just wore this because I'm cold.
Uh-oh.
Now, what does the Illinois coach catch the same thing that Shaka catches? Because he lost to an in-state smaller school, too. Or is that just happening in Texas?
Yeah, but Underwood, he hasn't been there that long. He hasn't. And they were a one seed. And they won the Big Ten.
Well,
so
still, don't lose to Loyola Chicago.
Texas won the Big 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they won the tournament anyway. I don't know. Maybe he does catch it. But here's the deal. Illinois Chicago. Grossly underranked. So that was a listen. And Oklahoma State, it turned out exactly like we thought. Holy crap! Now I didn't think it was going to be Oregon State, but they look good, dude. Oregon State looks really good.
They did, other than a couple stretches, and they've been on this tear since the tournament.
Yeah.
Like they got on this tear. They start off 11-11, and they played great since then. Oregon State's got. Like, they're fearless. They've just got some guys. They cannot handle the ball. Boy, did they look bad when Oregon State when Oklahoma State would really pressure them. I think that's going to end up being their undoing. But
let me ask you this.
Loyola Chicago's going to the Final Four.
Look, you think so?
Oh, I think Houston's going to have. If Houston gets there against them, but they got Syracuse, frankly, to me, that's like a pick 'em. I think Syracuse and Houston is a pick'em.
Yeah, no, I do too. And then they might be a dog to Loyola Chicago. Houston might be a dog to Loyola Chicago if they get there. Or whoever, Syracuse or Loyola Chicago may be the favorite in that game, in the Elite Eight game. Of course, they got to get there. But, man, do they look good. Holy crap. 724 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's talk Texans for a second. Surprise you any of the... Well, I mean, is there anything forthcoming from this weekend other than there is a woman that came forward?
Well, Tony Busby, we haven't mentioned this. He had his press conference at 2:30 on Friday.
Yeah, right.
So he had a press conference. He came out and talked about, you know, what it's going to look like moving forward. There are going to be, 12 cases filed with 5 more coming.
Yeah, apparently
more than
17
likely.
Women now.
They're trying to... They're trying to sift through, I think, some of the information. You really have to vet this properly because all it's going to take is Rusty Harden to find one or two bad apples in the group who are check chasers, and it will undermine the entire thing. So he's really going – well, if they're all individual, I think he'll have to do it individually, but – I think it is going to hurt the credibility if Rusty finds. And my guess is when the numbers get this high, there's going to be a couple at least who come looking for a little piece of the pie. And if that happens, that's very, very dangerous for the case that Tony Busby is potentially building. Now, if there's not proper, you know, if there's nothing to support it, it's going to be tricky because the only thing they're going to have to support is going to be text messages, but they put some text messages out, and there are text messages. I mean, Deshaun Watson has public commentary.
Well,
not public, private, but it was saved.
So there are a few things that happened from the defense's side, from Deshaun's side. One is that Deshaun is claiming that his regular masseuse, because of coronavirus, he needed to get. And I don't know why this changes anything.
Because nobody ever broke protocols ever.
Well, not only that, in the city of Houston. Just because you broke protocols doesn't mean you should be putting your thing on women. Okay. You know, just because they're new masseuse. Well, this is what I do. Well, apparently he does it, though, because there's a woman that came forward that says it's Lala or something. Is that it? L-A-L-A?
Something like that.
Yeah, L-A-L-A.
No one knows who she is.
Well,
she's just somebody on Twitter.
That she said.
They don't know her name. No. They don't know her occupation. They don't have any license of massage. Well, COVID, let's see. My COVID therapist won't. Because of COVID, my massage therapist won't. So now I better go to multiple women on Instagram.
Right.
That's the worst defense ever. Look, this super hot one said I didn't do anything. What's her name? That's her Instagram. I mean, that's her. Look at her face. And
she's super hot, and she says, I've given Deshaun multiple massages, and he has never. There's never any ever been any sexual flirtation or nothing. Nothing
that
about
does
her sexual.
Well, case closed.
And she is.
What's her name?
Now it's a great strategy. Here's the deal.
What's her name?
L-A-L-A.
Yeah, Lovely Lala on Instagram.
Lovely Lala. She is a smoke show. I mean, she is what, I mean, if you, and she says there's never ever been any impropriety sexually with Deshaun Watson. He was always the perfect gentleman, blah, 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 blah.
Never got aroused.
Never got aroused. So if, now that's a great defense by Rusty.
Is it?
Is yes. What's Rusty
because
gonna
do? I don't feel listen, like this is a listen, winning defense. If he's not going after her, why do you think he's going to go
wait
after
a minute.
These?
I don't think he's winning defense.
Tiger left his beautiful wife, and look at, we saw
case
the ratchet
closed.
Girls he was with.
No,
whatever.
No.
Yeah.
Deshaun, apparently, if Deshaun even thinks about a massage, he gets aroused.
Have you seen Deshaun's
if he's not getting aroused from her.
Have you seen Deshaun's girlfriend?
Yeah.
And he still needs to go get a massage.
It doesn't matter.
Look, Lala is a perfect.
Lala says, okay.
What's her name or real name?
We don't know that.
What's her occupation?
No one knows.
No one knows.
Okay.
She called herself on her Instagram, which is private. I wonder if that just occurred or it was always like that. Professional nightlife enthusiast, amateur foodie, and her Cash App is prominently displayed in the Instagram profile.
She's got a Cash App, and she's talking about what I've given to Sean trigger point massages. It hit deep tissue.
If I'm on the jury.
This is not the.
If I'm on the jury, I say, oh, he ain't going after that.
This
he
is sir, not.
He
you know
certainly
what?
Ain't going after
this
you.
This is not. That's
you know why
you'll get stricken
you know
from
you
the jury.
Be
a, you would, they would never have you on the jury.
Particularly because you said, if he ain't going after that. You mean that person?
That's what
that
I said.
Woman?
I just left the person.
Julia, I don't even want you in a room anymore.
Yeah,
it's making
weird.
Me uncomfortable that you don't hear this.
I have a feeling my
she hears it all the time.
Julia,
anyway,
my sugar levels are high today. I think you should leave that
you're
room.
You're a sugar person?
Yeah, I'm a sugar person. Yeah,
you say things.
So I say things. Unfortunately, listen to this now. Listen.
Oh boy, I just looked at. Yeah. Julia, I'm going to need you to not be in this room anymore.
She hears all this all the time anyway.
She hears that there, but I don't have to see her
but,
hearing it.
Right. We don't have to look her in the eye while we're
intern.
Saying it. All right.
She's
a you know
great
what's a
girl.
Shame,
we
Julia?
Talk about Chicago. She's a hockey fan. And then she has to deal with this commercial right here after that segment.
You know what's a shame, Julia, is that you can't even learn the trade because you can't be in there because of everything that's going on here. That's a problem. That's a problem. Listen. If you've got a problem in the boudoir, well, I got something for you. And listen, this is awesome. You are going to hear from a doctor every single time you go to the website. And I'm going to tell you what have the best experience as far as getting your ED medicine. It is perfect, everybody. If you're looking for the best way to go about this, all you got to do right now is go to GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. It is perfect, guys. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation of our ongoing care for ED all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional is going to work with you to find the best treatment. Medication is appropriate. It ships to you in 2 days. And everything is discreet and confidential. GetRoman.com/John. Complete the online visit and talk to a healthcare professional. Go to GetRoman.com/John now. You'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, get started today, and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just seemed like there's so many negatives that were going against us that really forced us to persevere. Our perseverance and just refusal to wilt, to go away. You know, did we play poorly? Yes. That's okay. There's a lot of teams that played a lot better than us that's at home tonight. So don't get carried away if you don't play good. I don't say, well, that's an ugly win. It's a win. This time of year, I don't evaluate them. You know, what did you think about this? We won the game. We're in the Sweet 16, and we play Syracuse next Saturday. That's the bottom line.
That is. You got to win, baby. That's all. Guess what? Rutgers is wishing they had won ugly, too, and they going home. Michael Young's son, Ron Harper's son.
That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know Ron Harper's son's going to D you up.
You knew Michael Young's son was going to. How about he's a lefty also?
Yeah.
I had no idea Michael Young's son played there. And they're like, they showed Michael Young, and I'm like, that's even with the mask on, I can tell that's Michael Young.
Yeah, only bigger. Only
he had a great bit. First half. I mean, he had his moments actually throughout the game, but, you know, Grimes is going to play better. Sasser is going to play better. Giroux, we'll see how he did. But Giroux is kind of – what you worry about is Giroux is such a critical ball handler for them. Is they've got to have him in the game. Even if he's beat up, they're going to have him in that game and playing. So the training staff has a lot of work to do this week trying to get him healthy. But what Kelvin Sampson said is right. Hey, there's teams who played good ball who ended up having to go home because the other team just played a little bit better, made a few more plays. Houston didn't play well, but because they defend, this is a classic. Now, this is textbook of why Houston is different than most teams. A, they are spotty shooting the ball. Like, they're very up and down, and we saw that yesterday. But because they defend so well and because they rebound as a team and because they go after all the 50-50 balls and turn them in their favor – that's how they can survive games like this. Like, they can play. Houston did not play well,
no.
But they can survive because they do all those other things. Now, you can survive the first two rounds. Yeah. I don't think you can survive beyond that.
You can't.
You got to play a little better than that.
You can't just rely on those two guys because Giroux and Grimes were the offense. Sasser's got to shoot better.
I'm going to tell you what, that 2-3 is a problem.
Yes, it is.
From Syracuse. Man. This over-under should be about 128.
Now, if I saw anything, though, at the end of that game, West Virginia pressuring Syracuse, they couldn't handle the pressure. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't. So maybe you just go, because they're deep. You know, Gorham and Gresham, and they go at least eight deep.
Gorham's got unbelievable springs, too.
Yeah.
He can jump out of the building.
They're deep. I hope Kelvin puts some, but at least switches it up some and puts some pressure on him. Oh, man. Have you, Del, can you get that ready? Well, he's talking to Julia. I mean, is there.
Get what ready?
How about, hey, Del, have you heard of it? We're doing a little thing we like to call a show here. I don't know if you heard. Okay. That's what. I know you and Julia are in there talking and having a good time. All right. You two having fun?
Not really a good time. You're I'm not? Trying to explain what we do here to her.
Oh, okay. Well, I just. Listen, what we do here is we talk women's hockey. By the way, congratulations to Wisconsin. The women won 2-1, beat Northeastern for the national title. So congratulations. Just to show, there was one guy here that's an ally. So big ups to Wisconsin for the national championship. If anybody else can send me any women's sports stuff like Brian did, I'd appreciate it. So
I'm glad that she's got a mask on, so I don't have to see her disgust with you.
No, she's happy that we're talking women's sports right now. John was right. Cade Cunningham doesn't look impressive. He just might be a decent role and bench player. I don't believe that. I just think he's going to be a good player. He's a good shooter, but he can't put his team on his back though.
No. He does not have that energy at all. And he didn't in the conference tournament. I mean, he had his moments, but in the one game they lost,
he picked it up.
Well, he had two threes at the end of the game in the last 25 seconds or whatever. But Baylor looked good yesterday. But anyway, he gives off to me a more modern day Brandon Roy vibe where he's good.
Oh, Brandon Roy was a good player.
Brandon Roy was a good player. Brandon Roy was also like, was he the fifth pick of the draft?
Yeah.
He was not the first pick. No, never was he going to be a first pick.
If the Cade Cunningham, and again, Dell was like.
You guys really say he's the consensus one?
Yeah. From everyone every mock
this
draft.
This is as good as it gets as Cade Cunningham?
Yeah. That's it. I'm telling you, I've been saying this for a long time. He's not that good. He's good, but he just disappears. He sleptwalked through that first half. I was pissed.
Who's better, Cade Cunningham or Rip Hamilton? Cade can handle the ball and set himself up.
If Rip has Hamilton's career, it'll be pretty good.
But Rip was the guy who ran off screen.
Oh, that's not Cade Cunningham. No. He ain't running around like Rip Hamilton all
the
time.
No, but Cade also can create
like
for himself.
Like Reggie Miller? No, he ain't doing that.
No, I would pray that we could get Cade Cunningham and the Rockets, and he would be Reggie Miller. That would be the dream.
No, but he ain't running around like a maniac.
And most offenses don't do that anymore.
And not in college anymore. You watched the Cougs yesterday. I don't know if that was just the defense sucking them into it, but it was a lot of one-on-one basketball. It was actually shocking to watch how often Loyola would run plays. Like, they'd run guys off screens. And, I mean, there are plays run all the time, but Loyola looked like a cohesive offensive unit. It's amazing how often even you call them the little schools will disrupt an offense just because of the way they play defense. Like, what was Texas doing throughout the game offense?
No idea.
The Cougs, for the most part, Rutgers isn't a little school in the Big Ten. The Cougs were, all right, can our athletes make a play? And if they can make a play, things might go well. Even their comeback was littered with scramble plays, offensive rebounds. There wasn't a lot of set offense.
No. And the game winner by Mark. He gets a rebound and gets hacked and scores. It was the Abilene Christian foul. I guess it wasn't questionable. It was a little.
I thought it was a little iffy. Yeah. Honestly,
It was the right call, but in that situation,
I've seen it get not called. I've seen no calls. Play ons there.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess
the fact that Texas was in that position though is where I think why most Longhorn fans. I mean, my wife doesn't get as pissed off about basketball as football, but she's not happy. And it is a situation where this is really a tough look for Shaka Smart because this finally looked like okay. Shaka's got some momentum going. And right off the bat, they lose to Abilene Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Right when it looks like he gets momentum going in a Big 12 tournament, they lose to Abilene Christian. And guys they got outworked by a much, much less. That is a team, honestly, that's a scrappy team. They're not a bad team. I don't see them winning moving forward. But that's not one of those mid-majors. That's not Iona. That's not going to be UC Santa Barbara. That's not one of these teams that, you know, should be beating a three seed. Not to me. They're not super deep. How about the one? It's just it was a fun team to watch. I'm not gonna lie. They're a fun team to watch. They've got some interesting players on the team, but that in no way looks like a team that should be beating. A team that just gained a bunch of momentum because they won the Big 12 conference.
Yeah.
Like I think Shaka makes it through, though. I mean, he has made it through seven straight years. I don't know what gets him fired.
We'll see. I don't know. That losing Abilene Christian is
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
He's fully guaranteed through 22-23. That I was looking up the money situation on his deal. At least last I saw was 22-23 fully guaranteed.
They don't care about that.
Yes. I'm just pointing out. It's not like he's good through 25, 26. It's not a long term. They could eat a couple years if they wanted to.
That's a basketball school.
Are they?
You know, that's all they care about.
Mm.
So they're gonna get it right. Hey, they're more of a basketball school than they are. Well, they are a football school.
I guess you haven't heard about Sark being in town and all that recruiting success they're having.
Yeah,
I haven't heard
I don't know if you've
that.
Heard. Now, the thing will be is if Abilene Christian gets their ass kicked today, everyone's going, oh, you lost to them.
They
look really bad.
Yeah. Except
who do they play today?
You know what? A team that can play defense that has some little guards that can score as well as they play defensively. You know what? Hey, you never know with that team. You have no idea.
Who do they play today?
They play an 11 seed. They play UCLA.
Hey, by the way.
Oh, man, UCLA looked good the other day.
Listen, maybe the Pac-12, maybe the Big Ten got way too much credit, and the Pac-12's not getting nearly. Oregon State, UCLA, the way that they've played so far, USC.
Oregon, the way they crushed.
Oregon didn't play. But
VCU?
Yeah, it was no contest.
It wasn't even a contest what they did there.
They were so scared they barely got on the floor. Oh, they actually didn't get on the floor.
They did. All right, let's take a break.
Who do you like, Oregon or Iowa? I like Iowa.
I like
Big Ten versus Pac-10. I'm fading the momentum of the Pac-12 versus the anti-momentum of the. I mean, Wisconsin got their wig split. They made a little comeback though.
I just can't go with Iowa. They're just too white. That's all.
Okay. Why is tell it to loyal America. This is where you bet the white guys.
No.
The tournament until
Not
you get
Luca
to.
Luca Garza is a. I mean,
you know
I
what?
Can't.
It's you bet his the last small, name is Garza.
You bet the small school white guys and fade the big school white guys.
What small school white guys?
Loyola.
That's not a bunch of. They had no small. They got some athletes on that
no,
team.
No, but
you
the
bet
small
the small
school
their guard
white guys.
Play. Yeah. Couple white guys
and the center
Krautwig. He looks like, you know, he's got the barrel chest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah, I get that. But
he just looks like a dragon.
Well, and Gonzaga is a bunch of white guys. So
guy's got a.
And maybe the year of the white guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because the white guys had listen, an off decade, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's been a bad run for the white guys.
This is a big rebound year for the white guy.
You guys are really on the run.
That's what I'm talking about. Look at Boeheim. This is the year of the white guy.
Yeah, it might be, though.
Name
might
a year.
Be right.
I can see are you talking about crowd? Just in college basketball or just like the white guy, period? Because I feel like you guys have had plenty of success.
No.
It's been a bad run for the last couple of years, though.
It's a tough run now. Well, those people did. Lance's people. Okay.
Who?
They've had a tough. White people.
Oh, I forgot. Your people are the Mediterranians?
That's right. Dark meat.
Sister Jean on a mobile is going to join us a little bit later in the show. Right now, I want to tell you about TGS Insurance because, you know, TGS Insurance is a company that a lot of people don't really pay as close attention when I tell them this. And then I hear back on direct messages on Twitter like, wow, I just got one the other day, $1,170 savings on homeowners insurance. That's right off the bat. And they had prepaid their homeowners insurance 4 months ago. And now what happens is they did what I said, texted. And he said that he just did this just kind of on a whim. He texted the word money to 232323. Within 15 seconds, there was a firm homeowners quote. He got the same A-rated coverage that he had before, got his flood insurance taken care of through TGS Insurance. And then what happens is they will handle pretty much the entire process other than you just docu-signing something online. And he is going to get the next 8 months of his homeowner's insurance that he's already prepaid. It's going to come back to him in prorated amount. So you can make your change right now. You don't have to wait for your homeowner's insurance to finish. And if you say, well, I'm going to lose my great discount on my car insurance, they can find you car insurance as well. That's how good they are. TGSinsurance.com. Let them find a competitive rate for your homeowner's insurance at TGSinsurance.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Let's have, we got to hear from Stephen Silas. What a,
say it. What's the number at? Where are we at?
20.
The big 2-0.
20 straight losses.
My buddy from the Jets is like, hey, you guys have lost 20 in a row. He texted. I'm like, dude,
yeah. Catch up.
Trust the process.
Yeah.
No, I said, no. This is a trust. We're playing the long game over here. He goes, that's a really, really long game you're playing if losing 20. I'm like, hey.
We went 3 years, 100 straight losses for the Astros.
We got a chance to get our hands on Cade Cunningham. Did you see that game? Yeah. Wow, what a player. What a special
player. So, I don't know. Man, I think Steven Silas, I don't think he's on board with this whole losing thing, this tanking thing.
Yeah, that's not what he signed
up. It doesn't look like it to me because I don't know that honestly, guys, this is true. Have you ever seen a coach in the middle of a season for a regular season loss to be as distraught as Steven Silas was yesterday?
Yeah, he was.
No,
not happy.
You guys. You got to go to the. You can find the video. All over the interweb.
It's more of a video.
You can't even
thing.
Hear him.
He's the guy asked a question. Coach Silas is silent for about 5 to 6 seconds, and then goes, "Yeah." It's more of a visual thing. The guy's rubbing his eyes almost as if tears are coming out of his eyes.
No, he doesn't
not
look
tears,
up.
Tears, Del.
I said almost as if.
Well, I don't know because he doesn't look up. You haven't. You can't see him. He's
this
got
really,
his hand. He's got his eyes in his hand, and he's rubbing. And he doesn't. He never looks up. And listen, here's the question. And you're right. It is a visual thing. But just imagine a man that is so distraught by this loss that he can't even answer the question.
Hey, Coach. Tough one as the streak kind of continues. Did you feel your team getting, tight at all down the stretch? Do you feel like the weight of these losses is kind of building?
Yeah.
That was it. And then the next one was much the same, right? He kept...
I don't think there's even a mic on him.
No, I think there was.
You can barely hear. Where? We'll play Mark Berman's question. You can barely hear.
Barely hear
on that one
either. Yeah. Coach, you got to trust what's going on here. I mean, listen, y'all made that a little bit too. You made me a little nervous there yesterday. What with?
That was scary, but luckily John Wall pulled it off with a terrible play at the end.
So let me ask you a question.
And he was asked by Mark Berman, is that the play that you had drawn up, or was it something else? Something else.
Yeah, no, it was something else. It wasn't. That was not what they originally intended. It ended up that. Let me ask you this question, Lance. A team that starts Pokusevski, Dort, Roby, Brown, and Maledon. What is that a team that you should be losing to?
I think the Maledon is a giant shark.
No.
The Megadon. Didn't see that movie? Meg?
Megadon, yeah.
Yeah.
Maledon.
Theo. Okay. This is Theo.
And then Dort.
Yeah. Well, we know Dort.
Dort. And then
Dort,
what was the other one?
There,
Pokusevic?
Dort is there. Dort 10 for 22.
No. Dort's just doing what Dort does. Go off on the Texans. Go off on the Rockets. You know, I joke, but I don't joke. I want the Rockets to keep losing. I want a lottery pick. It's got to be better than what they have on the roster, so I don't care who it is. However, it really does have to be. This is his first head coaching job, Steven Silas. There's no way he signed up for this. In his mind, he thought, okay, Cousins, although he may have had the job before they even had Cousins, but at some point when the season started, he thought, okay, Cousins, I know his limitations, but I got Cousins, I got John Wall, I got Eric Gordon, I got James right now. We'll see what we flip him for if he stays. I got PJ Tucker, Victor Oladipo. Like, this might be enough for me to get about, even if James doesn't stick around, 45 wins, or well, actually, it's fewer games this year, 40 wins. Get to the playoffs. We'll see what happens. There's no way he viewed this as a 20 loss in a row team. And there's more to come.
Oh, there's plenty more.
This is as good as it could get. Yeah. They were a 5-point favorite.
No, that's craziness.
At home, they were a 5-point favorite.
It's unbelievable. Well,
did people play plus 165 in parlays? Yes, they tied up Oklahoma City. Sure, they did. I'm sure.
I don't believe.
I'm sure they didn't sit there and let the Rockets get away with being favorites.
Pokusevski, Dort, Roby Brown, and Maledon. That beat you. That beat Wall.
Maledon was in Children of the
House, Corn. Tate, Wood, Wall, and Oladipo. That shouldn't happen. They should have been a 5-point favorite.
No, they should have.
They should have. They just didn't.
But they're on a heater right now.
Yeah. Oh, my. They are. They're red hot. They cannot be hotter right now than. And I just feel bad for Steven Silas, for both.
Oh, we know he's not surviving.
No, he's not. No. There's no chance.
And the deal with this is because they're going to be so bad that he may be deemed untouchable as a head coach going forward. Forget about the Rockets. Like, we understand.
That's too bad.
We understand what this is going to be for him. But going forward, you're the guy with the 25% winning percentage.
Yeah.
We can't hire you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He needs to go to Alabama and call plays for Alabama.
No, that's a football thing. That's okay. Going forward right now. Oh, my God.
This really should not be on his ticket at all.
Versus Toronto. Versus Charlotte. Now, LaMelo's done for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, can they beat them?
No.
No. At Minnesota, back to back. You got to be able to pull one of those out.
Someone said if they don't win this week, the record for most losses ever in a row is going down. Because Minnesota's on the schedule. If you don't get one now.
Twice.
You got a real shot.
I think they'll sweep Minnesota.
They just lost to Detroit. Why would they sweep Minnesota?
But they just did. But Christian Wood is back. And you saw how they almost covered the money line, but not the spread.
Christian Wood was back, and they lost to a team with Dort and Pogacevic.
At home as a 5-point favorite.
Yeah, who cares?
Yes. But this is as close as they've been.
They had Wall, Oladipo, and Wood and still lost.
But this is as close as they've been, Dell. They're starting to show signs of really coming out of it.
You know, the record's not that old, by the way. You know what the record is?
The Sixers, right?
It's the Sixers.
How many?
28. If they get through this week without winning, it's over.
It's a favorite.
If they can't beat Minnesota.
Hell, the Raptors stink.
Yeah.
The Raptors have lost, 8-9 in a row now? What are the Raptors at right now?
Yeah, but they still. There's zero chance.
But the Raptors might make some trades. Kyle Lowry might be gone. Norman Powell might be gone before that game, which is actually it's tonight, so probably not. So there might be available. Or you never know what happens between now and the game. If Norman Powell and Kyle Lowry don't play.
Who played for Oklahoma City and they lost?
I know, but at least Oklahoma City knew what was happening. If they get traded by noon, who's going to play for the Raptors?
It is going to win. Actually, it's going to win both against Minnesota. This team is actually going to win both against Minnesota.
I think so. They're going to sweep.
They're with Wall, Oladipo, and Wood.
Yeah, you can't stop that team.
Minnesota's going to have better talent on the floor than Oklahoma City did.
In theory.
Yeah.
They don't play as well.
Well, they've been better than the Rockets lately. Minnesota will get a win now and again.
Everybody's been better than the Rockets
lately.
Exactly
my point.
They lost 20.
Exactly. So why are we discounting Minnesota?
No, they win both.
We're arguing about who's going to win of the worst teams.
Right. Right now, the Rockets are in a tie for ninth. Worst record, worst losing streak ever. So congratulations. Ninth worst.
I just watched a documentary called Finding Big Country, and it's all right. It's not really worth your time, but you do see Big Country Reeves, I guess. He's been kind of a recluse. But they were talking about how bad that Grizzlies team was. The Grizzlies team, what, second longest losing
Grizzlies,
streak?
Vancouver Grizzlies was five, was is
fifth on
is
the list?
Tied for fifth.
How many losses?
They had 23 straight.
And the Rockets are at 20?
Yes.
I think it's about to end.
Minnesota plays Oklahoma City tonight at home. If Minnesota wins that game, does it change your mind?
If they beat Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
They'll be too tired.
No.
This is a back-to-back for Oklahoma City.
True.
You know? So, I don't think you could count that. I don't think you can count that. No, they're going to beat Minnesota both times, and that's a problem. That's a problem. We don't need that. We don't need the Rockets stepping
you
up.
Don't, first of all, you don't know who's going to be playing in that game.
Yeah.
That Wall surgery can be coming any day now.
Oh, that's
it
true.
May be a maintenance day for Oladipo, which I don't know if that hurts or helps.
Because Wall won't be playing both.
Yeah, we don't know who's going to be available for that game. So let's not just immediately assume they're winning either one.
All right, when we come back, Texans news from the weekend. We haven't gone over any of that other than Deshaun and, you know.
They actually keep adding to the team. They got a zillion moves. We'll go through some of them. One of the moves you should make right now is going to Texas Grill Shop. Texas Star Grill Shop, four locations in Houston, a brand new location, or in the Houston area, I should say. The brand new location is at Woodway. It's not that far away from me. I need to go over there and get some wood pellets, as a matter of fact, because I'm going to be grilling this week. And now's a great time, great weather. And any time that you purchase one of their grills, whether it's the Pits and Spits, which is a Houston area company that makes some of the most durable high-end grills that you're going to find, really fantastic grills. A lot of the Pitmasters who are winning cook-off championships are using that grill. The Traeger Timberline, phenomenal. The Big Green Egg ceramic cooker. These all have sales going on right now. There's sales on a ton of different grills in stock. And as always, you're going to get delivery and assembly absolutely free. The prices are lower than the big box stores can even offer you. And these are the types of barbecue pits, whether you're looking for gas, wood, charcoal, wood pellets, that are going to help take your barbecuing to the next level. TexasStarGrillShop.com, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.